Your smartphone giveth, your smartphone taketh away. How much productivity is being sapped away at work because of smartphones? We'll find out in a moment.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. While technology helps workers stay connected while away from the office, in many cases, it's causing them to disconnect while in the office, leading to a negative impact on productivity. According to a new Career Builder survey, 1 in 5 employers think workers are productive less than 5 hours a day. When looking for a culprit, a big chunk of employers say workers' mobile phones and texting are to blame. Let's talk with Michael Irwin, Senior Career Advisor at Career Builder. Mike, at least 80% of American workers both have smartphones and keep them within eye contact at work. But while just a fraction of workers with smartphones say it's hurting their productivity, I guess bosses would beg to differ. So what do employers see as the biggest productivity killers in the workplace?
Well, 55% said that being on the cell phone and texting is really leading to a negative impact on productivity, followed by using your smartphone to go on the internet and then using it for gossip. So while the smartphone has really helped keep us connected, unfortunately, when it's sitting on our desk, it's taking us away from our work.
Boy, I'll say. The survey found that 2/3 of workers with smartphones do not have their work emails on their phones. And of those who access their smartphone during work for non-work use, what are some of the most popular non-work sites that they access? This goes on all day.
Yeah, and they're actually using these smartphones to get around some of the things that employers have done to make them more productive. And they're looking at personal messaging. They're checking out weather sites, news sites. Some are even playing games and shopping. So it definitely leads to the question of, should we have smartphones in the office? And what can we do to prevent productivity from going down?
Yeah, I found it amazing that the survey found that personal messaging accounted for 65% of non-work-related sites. That's a pretty high number.
It really is, and it goes to, we want to stay connected with our family and friends when we're at the office, but we have to remember, do that while you're away from your desk. Do that when you're on your lunch hour. Do that during a break. But when you're sitting at your desk, it's probably best to put that phone away so that you don't have any of those distractions that could hurt your work.
Apart from smartphones now, let's talk about productivity in general. According to Career Builder, most employers say a lot of time is lost in productivity because workers are distracted. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, there are definitely distractions in the office. There's always going to be people are going to stop by your desk or things are going to pop up. But it really comes down to a high cost. 3 in 4 employers say that 2 or more hours a day are lost in productivity because employees are distracted. It's compromising the quality of the work. It's lowering morale because other workers are having to pick up the slack. And it's having a negative impact on the boss-employee relationship. So while there's good things about smartphones, we are definitely finding, and this has increased over the last few years, that they're having a negative impact in the office.
What are bosses trying to do to stamp out these productivity killers?
Well, this is the largest number since I started doing this survey. 76% of employers said that they have taken at least one step to try to prevent people from going onto internet sites so that they can kind of stop this productivity problem that they're having. They don't want you to be using your cell phones, and they don't want you to be using internet sites when you're supposed to be working. So they're doing everything they can to unfortunately block those types of sites so you're focusing on your work.
And finally, Mike, what are some of the nuttiest non-work activities that employees have done on the job?
Well, what we found was one person had brought her equipment and was doing embroidery business instead of doing her work. One person was caught in the parking lot doing donuts on a snowy day, and other people were searching Craigslist for dates. So it really runs the gamut here. It just shows that there's too many distractions when you're sitting at your desk. If you feel like you need a break, get up and walk away. But when you return, make sure you're doing your work so that it does not have a negative impact on you or your relationship with your boss.
I figure I'm so busy at work, I'm not going to be watching a YouTube video of somebody shoving marshmallows in his mouth. It's just not enough time for that.
It's probably safer after work, but unfortunately this survey shows that it definitely is happening.
Well, Michael Irwin, Senior Career Advisor at Career Builder, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And you can listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. That's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.